I do think it'll have to change. A lot of the resources that we've enjoyed being directed over into our country are now being destined for China and India and Asia in general. Whether that's fuels or commodities, you know, things you need to build power plants and infrastructure. But the bottom line is there's an acute imbalance between our fraction of the population and the incredible amount of energy resources that we consume.
You write that although a lot of people would like to see coal-fired generating plants shut down and replaced with more renewable forms of energy, you just don't think that's going to happen anytime soon because of the country's lack of the transmission infrastructure is just not there right now. And I guess it's not going to be there for a while still to come?
It just isn't a trivial matter. In fact, it's probably one of the most complex planning exercises you can do in trying to build new electricity infrastructure. We could shut down the coal plants in this country, but people would just have to accept that they would have no electricity. There's just no getting around that. And by the way, every other country that's threatened to shut down, nuclear plants or coal plants, they inevitably realize that these very costly assets have been paid for. Therefore, they are very inexpensive to run, and in fact, they tend to run far longer than they were ever planned to in the first place.
We're speaking with Jason McCansky. He's the author of the new book, Lights Out. Jason, one of the predominant themes in your book you come back to throughout is about transmission of energy, where it's produced to where it ultimately gets to. Are you really concerned right now that we just haven't done enough focus on that and that's going to be a problem in the future?
I think we not only haven't focused enough on the transmission grid in terms of investment and in terms of the competition and deregulatory schemes that have been implemented state by state, but we haven't really gotten our minds around the fact that transmission is the linchpin between supply of electrons or electricity and demand. And unfortunately, it's a small part of the overall value in the production and delivery value chain, but it's a huge influence in how we go forward. And just as one example, we could choose not to invest in the transmission infrastructure, not to make it more robust, and then we'd all be forced to look into more distributed type generation, on-site generation, generators in people's homes and businesses and things like that.
You just mentioned the grid a moment ago, and you have a quote in there from Bill Richardson, the former energy secretary, now governor of New Mexico. He made the comment that why does a first world country have a third world grid? Do you believe that to be true?
I think the phrase a third world grid, which by the way, is used by many experts and engineers in the transmission field. I think it's a little melodramatic, frankly, but the point is really that we don't have a first world grid anymore. It's not the robust, overly insulated, lots of margin in the design. It's just not the grid that we had in the let's say the early 1980s.
Again, we're speaking with Jason McCansky. He's the author of the new book, Lights Out, The Electricity Crisis, The Global Economy, and What It Means to You. Jason, I want to get into some other particular forms of energy in a second, but politics cannot be separated from energy, as you document throughout your book. And you write that ideologies simply aren't very good at all in energy policy. You say flatly that it's simply impractical to think this country will ever wean itself off of foreign sources of energy. Just get it out of your mind, regardless of your political stripe. Can you elaborate on that?
Certainly. We import so much of our oil in this country, and the idea that we would ever be free of it, it's just not a realistic goal. And by the way, most other countries in the world are also not energy independent. Even the ones that have a lot of energy, there are other sources of energy that they need. So, I think what we want to do is set realistic goals and work towards them. Now, in electricity, one thing we can prevent is becoming dependent on imported sources of energy in the future, and that's why I spend a lot of time in the book talking about LNG or liquefied natural gas.